In the Mishnah Torah, we're learning today Hilchas Tefillin, Paragimel, the third chapter. Halacha Aleph. Shmona halachas yesh b'maisa tefillin. Kulon halacha Moshe Mitzinai. There are 8 laws concerning the making of the tefillin. All are traditions from Moshe at Mount Sinai. Ulfikach kulon ma'atfos. Therefore, all of them are critical. M'shina b'achs men posel. If you made any changes in any of them, it's disqualified. Ve'elohim, and these are the 8 laws. Shimru abos, the tefillin has to be square. Chen firasan b'ribua, the stitching of the tefillin has to be square. Balchasunan b'ribua, the diagonal has to be square. In other words, you have to check the diagonal to see that it conforms to a proper square. Shiyalahen arba zav yeshavas, and that they have 4 equal corners. Ushiyah ba'arsha rosh turashim yaminum smol, that the hide, the skin of the head tefillin, should have the figure of a shin on the right and on the left. Ushiyachach ha'parshis b'matlis, and that the portion should be wrapped up with a piece of material. Ushiyachach olsen b'sar mi'al ha'matlis, and that it should be wrapped up with hair on top of the material. V'akach machnisim b'bateyam, then you put them into the compartments. Ushiyatofen olsen b'gidin, and that the tefillin should be sewed with sinews. Ushiyatofen ma'aboras mi'ar ha'chofui. You make a little compartment through which the strap will pass from the skin that covers the tefillin, that is the box of the tefillin. You make sticking out a little part with a hole in it, shetichonis baritzua, where the strap will go into. Ashteoveras olechas betov tover shalot, so that it should pass and go through its loop. Shiratzu shcharos. Another law is that the strap should be black, and also shia kesher shalem kesher yedua katsuras dalit. That the knot in the tefillin should be the known knot in the form of a dalet. Halacha beis. Ketzad olsen tefillin shorosh. How do you make the head tefillin? Lo kanetz meruba. You take a square piece of wood. Arka kurachvo kagovo. That has the same length, width, and height. Vayagovo yoso rachovo. Pachos mimeno. Ein bakach klom. It doesn't really matter if the height is more or less than the width and the length, because the square of the tefillin is not referring to the height. You just have to be careful that the length and width should be the same. You make 3 3 grooves in it, so that it should have 4 parts, like this. Unfortunately, the drawings in the standard Rambams don't make this very clear. But you could just understand yourself. If you make in the middle of a block of wood 3 grooves, you're going to have 4 little sections in there. Then you take the hide, and you make it moist with water, and you put the wood into it. You make sure that the skin goes between each groove so that it should form these 4 different boxes. Also, you mold it when it's wet on either side. Until you make the image of a shin. A shin with 3 heads, miyamin on the right side, hamaniach of the tefillin, the right side of the person putting on the tefillin. With mushin, sheyeshlo barashim is smol hamaniach, and a shin with 4 heads on the left side of the person who's putting on the tefillin. Gimel. Hamaniach nesa'ar aloeitz ad sheyivash. Then you leave the skin on the wood until it dries up. Then you remove the skin from the block of wood. So now you're going to have 4 open boxes. You have 4 boxes with that are open on the bottom, each box. You put in a section of the tefillin in each and every house and compartment. And then you take some of the skin outside of the 4 boxes. Now you put it on the bottom, the topinosa maba pinosa, then you sew it on the 4 corners, 4 sides. You also leave over of the skin of the hide that's on the bottom a place where the strap can pass through, motover like a loop. That's known as the muubaras. Dalit, the case of tefillin shel yad. How do you make the arm tefillin? Lokan eitz meruba. You take a square piece of wood. Arka karofo, as long as it is wide. The yigavu ka etzba o yeser al zem yad. It should be at least the height of a finger, or slightly more. A pox miat, or slightly less. Machapen osabar rato, again, you cover it with moist hide. Manichen asara alo imum, and you leave the skin on this form, achievish till it dries up. Cholet asara, then he takes off the skin. Manich asaba parishes b'makamo eitz, and you put the four portions in that empty space where the wood was previously. Umatsa miktas armel mata, and then you bring back, turn back some of the hide on the bottom. The tofro marba pinosov, and you sew it from the four directions. Manicha minar tover makam ratsuas, and you leave over from the hide a loop, which is the place through which these straps pass. Halacha hei. What is the order of the portions, the tefillah shel rosh, of the head tefillah? Machlos pashach rona, shivayim shamoa, b'bayis rishon, shu al yamin ha-maniach. You put the last portion, which is vayim shamoa, the last in the order of which it's written in the Torah, in the first compartment. Here we're defining first, as to the right, on the right-hand side of the person who's wearing the tefillah. Ushma smuchalot, next to it you have the shma, vayikiv yachal b'bayis shlishi, Vayikiv Yachas in the third compartment, Smuch L'Shma, next to the Shema. The Kaddish, and Kaddish, which is the first portion written in the Torah, that's B'Bayis Revi, that's in the fourth compartment. Shul Asmol HaManiach Tefillin, which is on the left side of the person putting on the Tefillin. Yishir Korish L'Fanav K'neged Pnei HaManiach Kar L'Seder, so that the person who would be standing in front of the person who has the Tefillin on, so his right becomes the other person's left, and vice versa. So he will be reading it on the Seder, Hazeh. On this order, kigonzeh, like this, and in the Rambam he has a box here with four compartments, and you, if you read it from right to left, it's vayim shemoa, shema, vayikiv yachal, kadesh. This is the direction as it's on the head of the person who's wearing it. If you'd be reading it, if you'd be looking at the face of the person with the tefillin, it would be in the opposite order. Kadesh would be on the right, and vayim shemoa would be on the left. And if he exchanges order, it's not kosher. By the way, this is the order with which Rashi agrees with, and this is the way that most tefillin are made nowadays, in the order that the Rambam says. In other words, it's really basically the order in which it's written in the Torah. Now the Rambam disagrees. He says, Rabbeinu Haizal in Omer Kain, Rabbeinu Haigon does not say this. He holds that the two portions beginning with the words Vahaya are in the middle. He holds that Kaddish is miyamin hamaniach, that Kaddish is on the right side, not of the person who is reading the tefillin, but it's on the right side of the person who is wearing the tefillin. Vayikiv yacha samachla, right next to Kaddish is vayikiv yacha. Shema mismalo, then to the left of that is a shema. In other words, to the extreme left is the Shema. V'hayim Shema samach l'v'amtsan. V'hayim Shema is in the middle. V'behepach l'kara shekenegdo. Of course, would be the opposite to the reader. V'kara kara kesidron al Shema v'hayim Shema nemer. When the Gemara says that the reader reads in the proper order, it's referring to Shema and v'hayim Shema. Only those two are in order. In other words, for the reader, Shema would be on the extreme right, and next to it would be v'hayim Shema. Shehu kaseder akar b'tar miyamin l'smol. That would be like you're reading in the Torah from the right to the left. Machabazesh some of b'risa shnu b'gemar miyamin akar v'b'risa shaviol b'kush yivam v'atanya ipcha. So the Gemara Menachah says the first b'risa says one order and the second b'risa says the opposite order. So the Rambam learns that the first b'risa that says the right is referring to the right of the reader. The second b'risa, which seems to be the opposite, Samosala min amaniyah. He says that's referring to the right of the one who's wearing the tefillin. So basically, the main emphasis is on that the order is right for the one who is reading the tefillin. So this point the Ravid objects to. He says, Vutema, there's a question on this. The first brisa, which explains the order, that the Gemara should be explaining the order of the reader rather than the one who puts it on. The Rabbi feels it's much more logical that it should be explaining the order of the one who's putting it on. Here's the one we're interested in, not someone who's reading it. No one's actually going to read it. No one, throwing the clothes, no one's going to read it. We had another objection. Yishma v'ayim shmo l'pipshuta min arosh u'maskov l'mon ha'emtza. See, according to the Rambam, shma v'ayim shmo comes out that shma is not at one of the ends. Shma is in the middle. Like he says, l'divrei zeh mechabel ol shma min ha'emtza. According to this author, the Rambam, shma is always in the middle. This is why the Gaon understood the Gemara in the simple way and put the two Vahayas in the middle. It comes out like this. They're arguing in two things. First of all, according to the Rambam, the order that the Gemara is talking about is talking the order of the reader, and according to the Ravid, it's talking about the order of the one who's putting it on. So you have just the opposite. And secondly, the order of Shema and Vahayim Shemoa is also at stake. According to the Ravid, you start over from Shema on one end and then Vahim Shema in the middle. According to the Rambam, you just go in order. The advantage of the Rambam's interpretation is that everything is going in order. If you look back at the drawing of the Rambam, this is the order of the one who puts it on. I just want to compare the Rambam to the Ravid's. You see, the Rambam's the order here is the backwards order of the Torah, but to the reader, it would be in the correct order. You see, here it says Vahaya on the right, Shema in the middle, Vahaya third, and Kadesh fourth. And to the reader, it's the opposite. Kadesh, Vahaya, Shema, and Vahaya, which is the order in which it's written in the Torah. Whereas the Ravid's order is like this, looking from the perspective of the one who's putting on the tefillin. Kadesh on the right, just the opposite of the Rambam. Vahaya, Ki Yiviyacha, second. Vahaya in Shemoa, third. And Shema fourth. And to the reader, it would be the opposite. Vav. Tefillah shel yad kosum bar bedafim bar echad. You write the hand tefillin in four columns of one piece of leather, and one piece of parchment, aruch long. To say betara like a Torah scroll, also during their order, betara, the way it's written, the Torah kagonzeh, like this. And here the Rambam has the order of the Torah. Kadosh liko b'char first, vayikiv yafa second, Shema Yisrael third, vayim Shema fourth. If you wrote them on four different pieces of parchment and put them into the compartment, it's kosher. He doesn't have to glue them together. When he rolls up the portions, both of the head or the arm tefillin, he rolls them from end to beginning. So if you were to open the portion, you would read the portion from beginning to end, because it's rolled from end to beginning. So as you unroll it, you'd first see the beginning, and as you continue unrolling it, you'd go further and further towards the end. When you put the portions into their compartments, you wrap a piece of material around them, and on the material hair, then you put them into the compartments. This hair has to be of a kosher animal or a wild animal. Even if the animal died by itself or had a disease, as long and was trefa, as long as the animal itself is a kosher variety. The custom of everyone is already to wrap them around with the hair from the tail of a calf. Tesk, shetofen is a tefillin. When you sew the tefillin and tofen, it'll be gidden shalbehemo shalchai tahara. You only use the sinews of a kosher animal or wild animal. Even if the animal is an animal that died by itself or that was trefa. You take the sinews in the heel of the kosher animal or wild animal, which are white. And then kosher, if they're very hard, you soften them by pounding them with stones, and so on, until they become like flax. Tovenosan, and you spin them, the Shizurnosan, and you twine them, then Tovena Tfilin Viria Sefer Torah. This is what you sew the Tfilin with and the columns of the Sefer Torah. Lachayud Kishitovena Tfilin Tovenosan Bribua. When you sew the Tfilin, you make it square. Belachar Bachashi Bacholzat Shalosh Tfiris Achio Koshte Mesre Tfiris. Ben Shalyab Ben Shalosh. The Lacha is that there should be three stitches on each side, so altogether you have 12, whether it's of the arm Tfilin or of the head Tfilin. Masat Firas Esser or Abba Esri Elser. If he made 10 or 14, he can do it, it's still kosher. Chalat Firas Yachuchalen Sovav Mishne Ruchas. All of the stitches, the string should go through and through from both sides. Yud, Vitzach Shigiach Rit Shalat Filan Shalosh, Makam Hatapar. the charitz, the groove which forms the wall of the four different compartments, should reach down to the bottom of the tefillin, to the place where you sew it. In other words, the bottom of the box. Maya charitz nikur kedesh yu abba rashim nirim l'chol. If the groove was clearly visible, that you could see clearly that there are four heads, even though the groove doesn't go all the way down to the place that you sew it, it's still kosher. If the groove is not recognized, then it would not be kosher unless it reaches to the bottom. You have to go through, put through in each of the grooves on top of the skin, a little string or of some sort, to make a separation between each compartment. And the simple and the accepted custom is to pass through a sinew from the sinews that are being used for sewing in each of the grooves of the three grooves that form the four compartments. Bays the case of Dalton Ratsuas, how do you make the straps? Lokan Ratsuas Shalar Rakhava Karachasara, you take a strap of leather, which is the width of the length of a barley kernel. Mais Rakhava Mzua Shirk Share, if it's wider, it's kosher. Baruch Ratzua Sharosh, and the length of the head Ratzua, Kedishitakav Sarosh, it should go around the head. Vyikshir Mimena Kesher, and you should be able to tie the knot in the back. Timtoch Shtir Ratzua Smikana Mikana, then you stretch out the two straps on either end, in other words, on the left and right side of the person wearing them, and Shigila Tabar Lamana Mimena Miyat, till it reaches the navel or a bit higher. Baruch Ratzua Shalyad, now as far as the minimum length of the arm strap, Yishitakav Sarosh, it has to go around the arm. And you have to tie the knot. The timasech ratzua achas al etzban tzoas. You take the one strap down to the middle finger. And you make three revolutions around the middle finger. The yikshar, and then you tie it. If the straps were longer than this measure, it is kosher. Gimel lamatas ratzua shavrosh b'tovah shalah. You put the strap of the head tefillin into its loop. Makav b'midas rosho. Then you go around to make the size of his head. Because you kashim ruba kamin dalas, you make a square knot that looks like a dalat. Because it's that tzach kol tamu chacham lalamdo. Every sage should learn how to make this knot. If shal di tzurasa b'chsav el abris ayin, it's you can't explain this in writing. You have to see how it's done. That's why the Rambam doesn't attempt to draw a picture of it, because you have to actually see how it's done. Chaim b'shal yad kosher kashik kamin yud. The same in the arm tefillin, you make a knot that looks like a yud. Your ritzua shall yad, all of your edus b'tocha kesher. Now, you make the ritzua pass through the knot, so it goes, it can be opened and closed, kedesh yachav yikatsa, so you can make it wider or smaller. It's your ritzalik shal yad, when one wants to put it on his hand. So there's a loop area which you put your arm through, which can be made larger for a fatter arm, or skinnier for a skinnier arm. Your dalet, or ritzua shall tefillin, the straps of the tefillin, ben shalosh ben shal yad, whether the head or the arm, pnei machitzonim shcharim, the outer side is black. Zulach l'Moshe v'Sinai. This is a law for Moshe at Mount Sinai. Avlachar yiratzuas, but the back of the straps, hold them from nin, since they're inside, nobody sees them. Vayirukas l'aven is ksheris. If they're green or white, it's kosher. Adumas l'yaseb. You shouldn't make them red. Shema t'hapach yiratzua. Maybe it will turn over u'gnaihulo. It will look bad. People think it's from blood, that it's that he's bleeding or something, and it will look bad. Vayirachar yiratzua l'ola melekenak tzitza. Im yiroka yirokan v'm l'venu l'venim. The back of the ritzua should be the color of the base of the tefillin. If that's green, green. If it's white, white. However, it's good that all of the tefillin should be black. The entire box part with the base of the box, as well as the ritzua. I translated ktsitsa as base. Probably it's better to translate it as referring to the entire tefillin, including the box, because up you din, the box doesn't have to be black, and that's probably referring to the entire box. Tezvav, ha'ashim achabim bo tefillin, the leather which you cover the tefillin, the part the scrolls with, in other words, she'osim imen ratzuas, and you make the straps out of, ha'ashim behemo chaya ofatarim, it has to be the kosher, the skin of a kosher animal, wild animal or bird, tefillin ve'es treif shalehen, even the animals that died by themselves or that were treifa. If he made them out of the skin of a non-kosher animal, or he made it out of gold, that's not kosher. You have to work, when you process the leather that makes the strap, it has to be done for the sake of the tefillin. the skin which you use to cover the tefillin with, in other words, the box part of the tefillin, does not have to be processed altogether if you don't want. Afilo also matzah kosher, even if you made it sort of this raw leather that wasn't processed, it's still kosher. A lot of places they do make it with the unprocessed leather. Only a Jew can make the tefillin, because just like the writing of the tefillin has to be a Jew, so the making of the boxes of the tefillin. Why? Because of the shin that's made in the leather, as we said. If a non-Jew, or it should be guy here, if a non-Jew covered the scrolls with a box, or sewed them, it's not kosher. Anyone who is not kosher to write them should not make the boxes either. You can't convert a head tefillin into an arm tefillin, but you can an arm tefillin into a head tefillin. You don't lower a more strict holiness to a lesser one. So the head is holier, the head tefillin is holier than the arm tefillin. That's why you can't make from the head arm, but you can up the arm to the head. The strap of the head tefillin cannot be used for the arm tefillin. This applies only if you already put them on. A head tefillin that a person never wore, if he wants to then make them and convert them into an arm tefillin, it's permitted. How does he do this? He covers up the tefillin with a skin. Achitas acha still becomes one instead of the four compartments. Ukoshal yado, and then he can wear it on his hand. If the stitches of the tefillin broke, if two stitches, one next to another, are broken, or three, even if they were not one next to the other, are broken, harei lepsulas, they're disqualified. Remember, more and more do we say this b'yishenis of the tefillin are old, of the chadashas, but if they're new tefillin, calls man shepnei tivlon kayamos cheros. As long as the leather box is still standing firmly, it's kosher. What do we mean this? What do we mean by this? Rambam explains. Belein chadashos. What we mean by new ones is kosher also mixes arish nikra tefro. Let's say you were told on to that part of the leather where the stitch tore. The tefillin about tefillin, if you hung on the tefillin from that part of leather, v'uchazek, it's strong, then nichris, it doesn't get cut off, v'elo chadashos, they're defined as new. V'menuai litlisbo, alahu nifsak, if it's not strong enough to hold on to the rest of the tefillin, the weight of the tefillin would tear this piece of the leather, harelo yishenis, they're old, and it's disqualified if the stitches are broken, as we said. Yutas, v'tzuash nifsak, and koshin also, if the strap of the tefillin broke, you can't retie it. Tofen also, you can't re-sew it. And amotzia, you get rid of it, vegonza, and you bury it, vioza, velsa, and acheres, you make another one instead. Shur etzua psulin, a leftover etzua, some of it tore, there's some left over, it's not kosher, achiyarek avarach v'gishir, yes, all of it. It has to have the minimum length and width. If it has that or more, it's kosher, of course. Ulalam yizal yiz pnei etzua l'mayla, beisha kosher, olsen al yadav al-rosh. You should always be careful that the face, that's the blackened part of the etzua, should be facing upward when you tie the tefillin on your arm or on your head.